Horizon, Episode 9, Before Your Eyes.
Dr. Nolir Jiang, aren't we?
Yes. I'm sorry, I don't think I know you. And right now is not a good time. Excuse me. Let go of the door or I'll call the management!
Doctor, my name is General Han of the Technocracy Station Defense Forces. By request of the order, please come with me.
Is this about Chen?
I just heard about your brother, and I'm sorry. I have been told that the news was delivered to your parents, but not to you personally. We are sorry for your loss. Your brother was a dedicated member for the Technocracy's forces. But I'm here today to consult you on another matter, something that may lead to a solution on several fronts, even with the devastation faced in Tenwan.
I'm sorry. Can you show me your credentials? Yes. Okay.
Please get in the porter, Doctor. Are you familiar with Dr. Warren Watts' work?
Of course. Dr. Watts lectured during my days at university. He was my doctoral thesis advisor until he took a job on Ontan. His work with the Ontan Hall of Higher Sciences is the current standard for Trenin and Technocracy ecological agricultural treaties and co-crop cultivation.
Good. Please familiarize yourself with the provided documents. Everything you read is considered classified information and is not to be repeated. Now it's a 3-hour trip. Would you prefer to be alone?
Yes. Please.
Do you require anything else before the meeting?
Maybe a drink?
While understandable, that will have to wait until after the meeting.
5 hours is not long to look over the information. Honestly, it feels immoral. Something here isn't right. I need to call my family.
You cannot inform them of anything you have learned.
No, not about that. About Chen.
Is this everyone?
Yes.
So, let's begin. I'm Dr. Kamik Dania, Director of Research at the Technocracy Biological Control Institute out of Ichikawa Station. Many of you here are from the research division of the Technocracy's forces, but very few of you have done previous work in what we are looking to achieve now. I have sat through some very long talks earlier this week with General Han and several of his peers, and I really wish I hadn't. Years of work and a lot of planning really comes down to this. This war has been going on for far too long, and the Exilarchy does not appear to be slowing down. Drastic steps need to be taken, and this is what we are left to face. Before I go any further, I would like to introduce Dr. Ron Prin of the Ontan Hall of Higher Sciences. Dr. Prin will be working side by side with our efforts from this point forward.
Thank you, Dr. Dania. We all understand that this is a dire time. I am both saddened and relieved to see so many Trenin faces around the room. We all know and understand the gravity of this war, and we fear what lies behind us and for what lies in a future governed by the Exilarchy. The free planets and our people prospering on Technocracy stations see this new future, free from their rule, as the only option. But the people of the Trenin Imperium planets are our kind, so we understand that this is not a matter to be taken lightly. I have worked with the Ontan Hall of Higher Sciences on dozens of difficult projects, but never as hesitantly as I have approached this. I head the field of Trenin environmental management and social ecological perspectives of political violence and armed conflict, and I can tell you without doubt that this idea is contemptible, but so are its alternatives. I am here as a representative of a collection of Trenin Free Planet leaders who have selected to support this dire, odious action. Though apprehensively, the Free Planets support this exploratory course of action.
Not the most encouraging of introductions, but it certainly fits the project. No one likes this idea, but it's not about liking it. It's about bringing this to an end and saving the lives of Free Planet and Technocracy citizens. Now, after considerable discussion and consultation, we have determined that we required several others to aid in our goal, as we do not have the required expertise or experience to get this done within the selected viable time frame. Please welcome Dr. Jiang Antui and Dr. Wu.
Hello, I am Dr. Miriam Wu. I'm an environmental microbiologist, previously with the Division of Ecological Health, and now working under Dr. Jiang Antui in the Division of Ecological Resources. I must admit, I feel that this goes too far. I would like to request that Dr. Prin tell us how previous situations or interactions with the Exilarchy have gone when presented with few options.
This is difficult to predict. The Theocratic Senate is known to work in favor of its chosen people. In the past, they have worked to mitigate disasters and damage to its followers, but the Senate's recent and total realignment with the Exilarchy is most concerning. The attacks may have started decades ago, but the real war and their realignment are relatively recent. The Exilarchy has a strong stance on hostage situations and believes less in the needs of the people over the needs of the doctrine. Were it in the hands of the Senate alone, I would not fear as I do.
We are all concerned, one way or another, either on our side of the coin or theirs. This choice affects millions of lives, if not more. Now, while nothing like this has been attempted before, certainly not for reasons of war, the closest and most viable option we have builds off of the previous work of the late Dr. Watts and through his protege, Dr. Jiang Antui's distinguished work.
The late? What happened to Warren?
Dr. Watts was in a meeting at the Technocracy Consulate in Tenwan during the attacks. His body was recovered, but he had passed away before medical crews could reach him. The most recent death count has reached irreconcilable numbers.
I'm sorry, Nolira. Warren was a good man, and I know he was a big part of your academic life. We'll find out about a service. He's sure to have one.
Yes. Thank you. He was a good man.
And an inventive scientist. I worked with Dr. Warren for many years. His passing is a loss to us all.
I am sorry you had to find out like this. We've all lost people to this. We need to work toward a solution. Dr. Jiang Antui.
Thank you. I am Dr. Nolira Jiang Antui of the Technocracy's Division of Ecological Resources, specializing in Trenin and Technocracy ecological-agricultural overlap and co- and cross-crop cultivation. I've worked in the field for over 12 years as an agronomist, biochemist, and bioengineer. Given the topic at hand, you are most likely interested in the work I performed in the cultivation centers for both Thunquan and Harnan.
Yes, your team's work was a gift and an act of brilliance. It is a prime example of the kind of fast but wide-reaching change we would need to enact.
So, Dr. Jiang Antui, will you help us?
What about the required amendments? The legality?
Everything has been acquired or is in the final stages of being pushed through. The Order of the Technocracy has been working on this for some time, and the Free Planets are in agreement. Despite recent setbacks, this project has every required permission and amendment.
And the public, the people, do they get to know?
As of right now, no. The project is not even actionable until the bioengineering is tested and complete. To inform them now would not only give away our plans, but also spark public outcry.
For now, we are fighting a war with entire populations worth of casualties. The public is torn between wanting peace and maintaining the moral high ground.
All this will do is shift the population suffering those casualties.
Though it may sound coarse, if we cannot stop the casualties, then we must look for a way to shift them. I have lost many friends and family members to this war, and I know many, if not all, at this table have as well. The Free Planet steadfastly refused to fall under the rule of the Exilarchy. We have suffered enough. Our generation is just beginning to feel their loosening grip, and we see a bright future without their antiquated and morally corrupt governance. If this weapon is just a threat to end the war, good. If this weapon must be used at the end of the war, at least the war will end.
This is something that can never be undone. This will change the landscape of worlds, of our political systems, of the basis for our ethical guidelines. To devastate a planet full of people, is an act that will mar everything we ever do. It will be our history.
We know. Dr. Jiang Antwi, can it be done?
Yes.
Oh, what else then? What do we need?
It's not an equipment issue, it's time issue. And personnel. The lab techs they sent over have very little experience, and I watched one of them bring a lunch into the processing room yesterday. We threw out entire sample sets and had to deep clean the cytometers.
Oh, calm down. We can make some requests. I can see if we can get clearance for some of the team back in Ecorack. They're working hard and we've got good people. But this is bigger than anything we've done before, so there are going to be a few people who just got their first assignment, and here they are. Because they're sending everyone here.
What about Refet?
He got his doctorate over a year ago and joined the Ecorack teams on Enlafan to restore the aquatic systems around the Bay of Panran. We keep in touch.
Dr. Bashar? That's great. He deserved it.
Still want me to reach out to him?
No. We don't have to drag everyone into this.
How's the apartment they gave you?
Bland. I'm not used to there being nothing around. It's fine enough, though. I have a nice view of the training ground, so it's almost like a park. I also get daily updates from ZZ about how my plants are doing back on the Tianliang. It's nice, but it makes me homesick.
And how about your family? How are they doing?
It's been difficult. Constance is trying to figure out everything for the service. Thankfully, almost everything is covered by the DF, but she's been sending out the messages and putting together the private wake. My parents don't even want to think about it. My father just looks at pictures all day. Family photos, baby pictures, vacations from over 20 years ago. Connie says he refuses to watch videos or listen to anything. Chen's voice just sets him off. Mom's been at work nonstop. I think she thinks she can fix the problem away.
She's a medical doctor. She's been taking care of you all since you were born. It will be hard for her to cope, to think she could have done more. I'm sorry, Nolira. When do you go back for the service?
Next week. I have everything ready. Apparently after Dr. Watts and Dr. Mendoza's deaths, I'll be required to have her protective detail when I leave.
When we leave. Dr. Mendoza's death was frightening. I didn't see much about it in the news either.
It wouldn't be. One scientist's death in the middle of this war doesn't seem to make headlines.
True, but it doesn't mean it isn't troubling. Are you heading out for the evening? It is... Yikes, so late it might be early.
I think so. I have a lot to look over and all the machines are running, but that's work for the postdocs.
Well, I'll walk out with you.
Done for the night, doctors?
Yes. And the next day starts early. Sorry again. It's the cybernetic legs. Not stealing equipment, I swear.
I remember. Give it a second. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. 我那天去福利站想要找上次在你家喝到的白毫，但是我找不到。
你找不到的。
我招人从我公寓从东西过来是顺道带来的。你应该早点讲。我最后买了一个从来没听过的牌子，结果喝起来像热水泡芹菜。<笑>我不知道你在叫这个茶。发生什么事？
我不知道。Come with me, quickly.
What's going on?
Multiple attacks have been launched on our station district. Get downstairs, don't use the elevator. There is a large blue door. Swipe your card and get inside. I have to help others. Go.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
We're lucky. They're very prepared.
They should be. How long do you think we'll be down here?
I don't know.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll have more news on the aftermath of the Ichikawa attacks after these messages.
Cece, turn off the TV, please.
Excuse me, there's a visitor at the door.
Finally. Thank you, Zizi. You're late.
I'm not. Are you ready to leave?
Yes.
The porter is this way.
Zizi, lock up behind me and be sure to water the Tillandsia streptophylla tomorrow.
Of course. Have a safe trip, Dr. Zhang and Zui.
Lawrence, yes? From the lab?
Yes, Doctor. I'll be at the head of your detail while you're away. There's also Sergeant Clement.
Hello, Doctor.
And Son Ganton.
Hello, Doctor.
Nice to meet you all, but we need to hurry.
Of course. And Dr. Wu is already in the porter.
Hello, Nalira.
Welcome, Dr. Nalira.
Thank you for coming, Miriam.
Of course.
How long until we arrive?
Our estimated travel time is 4 hours and 22 minutes.
Thank you.
You are both finely dressed. The event must be important.
Is it a symposium? Or maybe a science gala? A fundraiser?
A funeral.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Zizi, could you put on some music? Something light and calming.
Of course, Dr. Wu.
Given the recent damages, I was relieved to hear we were still clear to go.
The fairway paths are heavily guarded, so travel between stations is still moving freely. It can be more dangerous, just like any other travel, so it's good that the permissions for this trip went through weeks in advance.
I'm sorry, I think I need to lay down. Come wake me when we arrive.
Of course.
Brother died in Tenwon.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
This is going to be a long trip. Zizi, how about a drink?
Of course, Dr. Wu. What can I get for you today?
I'm so sorry for your loss. Chen was a great man.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
It was very kind of you to come. Thank you. I'm sure it would mean a lot to Chen.
Dui Fang, Ying Rong Wan Zai, Woman Jiang Hui Dao Nian. Jeshi Yi Chang Bei Ju, Wuhan Bao Tian. Ruo Yu Ren Ho Xu Yao, Tingan Woman Lian Luo, Tashi Yi Liao Puti the Ren.
Chia Chen Yi Chan Yu.
Gan Chen Yi Yuan Yi Bo Kong.
Woman Jiao Shi Chi Chen Kun, Tan Shi Gan Chen Yi Men Chen Lai.
这对我来说意义重大。感谢你做的一切，我们每一天都很想念他。如果你手上有问他他的照片，愿意分享的话，请送来这里。Will
you excuse me for a moment?
Yes, go ahead.
It was a beautiful service. We're so sorry for your loss. If you need anything, please let us know.
Thank you.
要你，不可以这样跑掉。Lawrence， 可吗？I found her.
Now, Lyra, what can I do to help? It's okay. I understand. Give me a moment. Stop. She's right there. She's fine. Just give her some time.
She can't just run off. She's got people trying to protect her.
I know. She's right there. She's not in danger, but she needs space. Stay back here, okay?
Fine. But no more running off.
Good. One more thing. Don't let anyone else in the garden.
We can do that.
Did you see the dress on Dr. Poplar? Looks wonderful, but I wouldn't consider it appropriate attire for the occasion. I didn't know your brother had so many Trenton friends. It makes sense. He was a nice guy, and living in Taiwan was a big jump from the technocracy stations. I watched someone spec an hors d'oeuvre out of your cousin's hand. She's sensitive to tree nuts, so it was well-intentioned, but you should have seen the look on her face. Crying in the garden, but that's okay.
No, with everything, with the work. Chen died because of this war, and now, what? I'm putting together something that just has more of this. More death, more funerals.
No, you, we are giving us a possible path out of the cycle of eternal wars. We are working toward finding a way to stop all these unneeded deaths and funerals and tiny little almond hors d'oeuvres.
It's a weapon, Miriam. It's a disease, a plague. I used to engineer ways to help people, to grow food, stabilize crops, increase yields, protect from drought or disease. Now I'm supposed to wipe out entire systems, create sickness. How is this okay?
I understand, but it's a tool, a threat, and there are contingencies and backups and everything in between. The crop surpluses you helped to grow on other planets and stations will replace all the crops lost if they ever need to use this.
It's a mistake, and it's all happening so quickly. Chen's gone. He's just gone.
I know.
Let's begin. Everyone is here, and we all know this is an important occasion. I received the report this morning from Dr. Jiang Antui and her team. It's been nearly 2 years, but the lab work is nearly complete. The final lab trials are still coming in, but everything so far for Batch 45E has come back successful. Dr. Jiang Antui says that larger-scale trials could begin as soon as 11 days from now, and selected controlled satellite facilities have already been screened and approved. Now, we understand that not everyone present is here for the in-depth scientific details, but we're here to put forth the discussion for the advancement of the project.
How do we know this won't affect non-Trenton crops?
Given the different circumstances in which technocracy-based and Trenin-based plants evolved, the processes they use to facilitate growth and maturation differ significantly. Technocracy-based plants utilize a plant-soil feedback loop tied to the area around their roots, called a rhizosphere. The rhizosphere contains a complex symbiosis system, even in a technocracy-based plant life. But it is even more prevalent in Trenin-based plants. In these plants, the rhizosphere is larger and contains a complex interaction of unique bacteria that have evolved alongside plants planet-wide. These specific bacteria and their secretions have little effect on technocracy plants, but it is key to the growth of Trenin flora. Our creation blocks the bacterial secretions and negates the effects of the efficient rhizosphere symbiosis, leading to a halt in plant growth, eventual nutrient depletion, and plant death.
All Trenin crops have this?
For our purposes, yes. The Trenin plants cultivated for expansive crop usage across Exilarchy planets all come from a single order, all of which evolved to utilize this effective symbiosis. It does not affect a majority of their aquatic plants, nor will it harm many of the larger forest systems which utilize a much deeper root system than will be affected.
There are large areas of natural Trenin landscapes we need to preserve. Tell us about the precision.
The spread is limited to the original drop zone due to degradation from ambient solar radiation. Once it is settled into the ground, it locks onto the bacteria. Preservation of specific spaces will have less to do with what we have created, but more to do with how it is distributed.
With precision. Natural landscapes are not the focus. It's the crop cultivation centers. We have been developing a delivery mechanism, and once we begin larger-scale trials, we can fine-tune the methods. Dr. Prin, you are welcome to come see the progress so far, and we are still waiting for the map of protected areas to be delivered to our Planet Information Systems programmers.
Of course. It is difficult, but it will be done.
There has been another attack. Malamed Station has suffered significant damages. Recent reports put the death toll in the thousands. I think many of us have calls to make. We'll reconvene at another time.
Dr. Jing Antwi, can I speak with you for a moment?
Of course.
What can we do to expedite the final trials?
Nalira, listen to me. Just turn the news on, right now. Something happened.
Okay, just a moment. Was it another attack?
The barricade around Nunrin continues. The technocracy and Free Planet's attempt at forcing the Exilarchy's hand has come to a standstill, shaking the lives of billions on Nunrin. Reports and recent government press releases indicate that this new plan has been in development for several years, and that the decision to enact this plan follows the horrible attacks in Tinwan and across Ontan that took the lives of over 1.4 million people. We have with us our political correspondent from Ontan, Min Shinnen. Min, this barricade does not have an end in sight, but it's Exilarchy citizens who are suffering. Tell us what's going on here.
New information is coming in with every passing moment. What we know so far is that approximately 10 days ago, a joint team by the Technocracy and Free Planet Defensive Forces released a targeted bioengineered agent over the crop cultivation centers of Nunran. Following this release, the Exilarchy forces set up a barricade around Nunran. We assume in prediction of further incursion or a follow-up attack. At the time of the agent's dispersal on the crop centers, neither the Exilarchy nor the public knew what it was. Now, after 10 days of examination and releases in the Exilarchy media, we know that the agent has halted plant growth across the planet's croplands.
So, their crops are dying and their population is beginning to see the effects. Tell us what you believe the Exilarchy is planning with this barricade around their own planet.
The Exilarchy is looking for a way out when none exists. The crop cultivation centers were already under strain to feed the people of Nunran before this agent was introduced, and Nunran, alongside its historic, cultural, and political significance, is a central hub for Exilarchy military activity. If they reallocate supplies planet-wide, regardless of where they send them, citizens of the Exilarchy will starve, or their military strength suffers. Technocracy and Free Planet ships are already waiting to deliver tens of thousands of tons of food to the citizens of Nunran, but they are unable due to the Exilarchy blockade.
Where is all this extra food coming from?
An incredible surplus of food was made possible by advanced farming practices put in place on Thunquan and Harnan several years ago, and several station aqua farms were dedicated to this effort over the last couple of years.
There's a rumor going around that the same scientist responsible for the crop surplus on the Free Planets is also behind the agent currently devastating Nunran.
No.
Yes, our sources agree, stating that the work of Dr. Nolira Jiang Antui,
no,
who helped create a boon to the Free Planets years ago, is now responsible for the plague destroying Nunran's food supply, and eventually, their population.
Vast Horizon, Episode 9, Before Your Eyes. Written and created by K.A. Statz. Produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff. Mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader. Starring Siobhan Lumsden as Dr. Nolira Eck. featuring the voices of Max Lando, Nicole Doolin, Paul Mea, Sophie Yang, A.R. Olivieri, Spring Ho, Raul Vega, Grayson Gerlich, Jordan Cobb, Uwen Chung, Sam Yao, Russ Moore, Lucy Shen, Kessie Rolinicky, Wesley Bryan, Aaron Drake, and Caitlin Buckley. The title theme for Vast Horizon, Adrift, was written by Brandon Boone. Translations were provided by Sophie Yang. This episode could not be possible without our friends at Himalaya. It would also not be possible without the support of our listeners through Patreon and now the support feature on Himalaya. To get access to bonus content like outtakes and bonus episodes, please support us on Himalaya or Patreon, or by sharing this show with a friend or leaving a kind review. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool and Scholar Productions, and Vast Horizon is a trademark of Caitlin Statz. Thank you for listening.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.